弟兄姊妹，你们好。
Hello, brothers and sisters.
我很高兴今天也有机会在这里跟你们分享神的话语。
I am so glad to have another opportunity to come here and share God's word with you.
我今天跟大家分享是一首大家都很熟悉的一个诗篇。
Today I'm going to share from a psalm that's very familiar to everyone.
是诗篇第二十三篇。
It's Psalm 23.
我们看见这一首诗歌其实有很多不同，有很多不同的诗歌用了这一篇诗篇的词来做他们的歌词。
We know a lot of songs, and praise songs have been written based on this psalm.
这一首诗篇也常常是用来去安慰人的。
And this psalm is often used to comfort people.
这是在911之后过了几天。美国那个时候的总统鲍叔总统就是用这一首诗篇在他给国民的演讲之中去安慰美国的人民。
For example, a few days after 9/11 in 2001, then President George W. Bush cited this psalm to calm and comfort the nation.
我们先一起来念这一首诗篇。
Let's read the psalm together.
先用中文跟着用英文念。
First in Chinese, then in English.诗篇二十三篇，大卫的诗。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。 Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们看到这一首是一个很个人的诗歌。
We can see that this psalm is a very personal psalm.
在这一首诗歌里面，我这一个字出现了十六次。
In this psalm, the use of the personal pronoun I, me, or my appears 17 times in English.
我们可以看到大卫是在跟我们分享他自己怎么样的去经历神，怎么样去体会到神在他生命之中的工作。
We can see David is expressing to us, to the audience, his experience with God and how God has been working in his life.
我们很多时候知道我们教会是一个群体。
We know that church is a community.
可是从一个最基本的角度来看，我们跟神的关系开始是一个个人的关系。
But on the basic level, our faith begins with a personal relationship with God.
那在过去这一年多的时间，我们都留在家里，个人的时间是非常之多。
So in this past year, we've all been staying home a lot, so we've had a lot of personal time.
常常都独处在一个房间里面，就算我们是在上班上学，我们还是在自己的房间里面。
A lot of times we spend time alone in our room, whether we're working from home or going to school from home. We're all in our room by ourselves.
所以我们希望从这一首诗篇可以看到我们自己怎么从我们的个人的经历之中去认识神。
So through this psalm, let's try to see how we can experience God on a personal level.
大卫他是从一个怎么样的角度去看神呢？
And so from what perspective is David looking at God?
他是从他自己作为一个牧羊人的身份，他怎么样在他的工作之中去经历神？
It's from his perspective as a working shepherd and how he, through his work and his responsibilities, he experienced God.
很多的解经家都说到这一首诗应该是大卫在他比较晚年的时候写的一首诗。
Many commentators and scholars believe that David wrote the psalm in the later stage of his life.
是他回想到他年轻比较简单的一个时候。
It was David remembering back to a simpler time.
他怎么有一个很单纯的心去认识神。
How he knew God with a simple and pure heart.
这里他讲到的那一个牧羊人是一个很好的一个牧羊人。
The shepherd that he describes is a very good shepherd.
他可以看到，他看到这个牧羊人是非常的照顾他的。
This shepherd took very good care of him.
让他从这个牧羊人的职分之中认识到这个牧羊人怎么样去爱他，照顾他。
And through the carrying out of the responsibilities of a shepherd, the shepherd took very good care of him.
我们有没有想过我们自己都有我们自己的职分，我们自己的工作？
Have we thought about our own areas of work and responsibilities?
那当我们去做我们自己工作的时候，我们有没有在我们的工作里面看到，哇，我对这一个工作的尽心尽力？也可以看到神怎么样帮助我去认识他，怎么样对我的尽心尽力去爱我照顾我。
When we wholeheartedly carry out our responsibilities at our jobs, at our work, does God help us see how He in a similar way takes care of us?
我以前是一个结构工程师。
I used to be a structural engineer.
当我想起结构工程师的时候，我就可以看到神的心就是希望给到我一个安全的地方。
When I think about structural engineering, I felt that God wanted to provide a sense of safety.
那要是你是一个老师的话，你就可以看到神是愿意怎么样来教导我们。
And perhaps as a teacher, you could see how God teaches us.
所以其实在我们觉得很平凡的时间，我们的工作之中，我们也可以从里面认识到神怎么样去照顾我们。
So even in our seemingly mundane jobs, we could see how God, in the different ways he takes care of us.
他怎么样去把他的一些特胜展示出来。
How he reveals himself to us.
也帮助我们认识到我们之间跟他的关系有什么可以改良。
And we can also see how we can work on our relationship with him.
我们的神就是这样一个，在我们每一分钟，我们每一个日常生活之中，他都愿意把他展示给我们的神。
Our God is a God who's willing to reveal himself every day of our lives, and all the time.
所以我们今天就用这一个心态去看一看这一首诗歌。
So let's use this mindset, as we look at this, as we examine this psalm.
我们会先看第三节到第六节，看看这几节经文怎么样帮助我们去认识神。
So first we will look at verses 3-6, where it describes how David's experience of helping him understanding God.
跟着我们看第一、第二节，来看看我们应该怎么样去回应神。
And then we'll go back to verse 1 and verse 2 to see how we should respond to God.
我们先看一看大卫的生活之中，这是一个经文第三到第六节，怎么帮他去与神同行。
So from first we look at verses 3-6, how David understood God walked with him.
第三节里面是这样子说。
Verse 3 says so, 他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。He restores my soul, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
在那一个时候，因为他们大家的消息都是用口传出去的，保持一个人的名声是很要紧的。
Because at that time, and in that culture, information was transmitted by word of mouth. So it was very important to uphold a good name, a good reputation.
那神在这里就说到，他会用他的名来引导我。
So here God says He's willing to use His name to lead us.
神的名是一个什么样的名呢？
And what kind of name is God's name?
那我们看到出埃及记里面神有讲到他自己的名是什么意思？
In Exodus, God talked about His name.
我们现在一起来看一看，就是第三章第十三到第十四节，在出埃及记里面怎么说？
Let's look at Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. 摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说，他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说，我是自有永有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。 In English, then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What should I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
自有永有的。
I am who I am.
神的名字是表达他这一个本质本性的一个名字。
This name, God's name, represents the essence of who God is.
神的名字是让我们知道他是一个怎么样的神。
God's name tells us what kind of God He is.
神不可以去否定他自己。
God cannot deny Himself.
神不可以撒谎。
God cannot lie.
神的名字就是表示他会，要是神的名字站在我们身后支撑着我们的话。
If God puts His name behind us to support us.
那就是神所有的应许他都保证一定会实行。
That means all of His promises He will fulfill.
那我们也知道神跟他的子民是立了约。
We also know that God has, had committed to a covenant with His people.
那神就是说，我跟你立的约，我一定会进行。
And God says, this covenant I have signed with you, I will fulfill.
神就是在会站在我们的后面，一直的担保我们。
God will stand behind us to guarantee this.
使到我们不用害怕。
So that we don't need to fear.
我不知道现在你们有没有很多人要去外面租一个地方住。
I don't know if any of you has the need to go rent an apartment, rent a place to live.
现在很多地方要租地方不是那么容易的。
A lot of times it's not so easy to rent a place.
尤其是你要去曼哈顿里面那些比较贵的地方。
Especially if you're looking at some of the more expensive places in Manhattan.
他们常常都不单只要看你赚多少钱。
A lot of times they don't just look at your income.
甚至要看你的税单。
They may want to look at your tax returns.
要是你是比较年纪轻的话，他们常常都要一个担保人。
And a lot of times if you're if you're a little younger, they may require a guarantor.
那担保人是做什么的呢？
And what does the guarantor do?
就是要是那个那个人要去找，就是你要是你没有交租还是什么样的话，他们就是要去找那个担保人去帮你付钱。
If you're unable, the purpose of the guarantor is if you're unable to pay your rent, then they can go after the guarantor to make up the difference.
你知不知道神在这里说？要用自己的名，就是表示他就是我们的担保人。
So when God says He's putting His name behind us, that means He is our guarantor.
在我们背后，我们有这个这么大能力的一个担保人。
And standing right behind us is such a powerful, powerful guarantor.
他答应会支持我们的，他一定会做到。
If he has promised that he would support us, certainly he will do so.
他说他会爱我们到底，他一定会爱我们到底。
He says he will love us to the end, that means he will do so.
可是我们也要知道，我们自己也要小心，不要去选坏 我们担保人的名声。
But we also have to be careful not to damage the reputation of a guarantor.
因为我们跟神就是一起的。
Because we are working together as one with God.
神一定会支持我们。
God will support us.
可是我们也是反映给我们四周围的人看我们的神是一个怎么样的神。
But we are also reflecting to people around us what kind of God we have.
大卫就是在这里他看到神是给他一个无限的支持。
So God, David here sees an unlimited support, boundless support from God.
神用他的名来支持我们。
God supports him with his name.
那神除了用他的名之外，神也继续的让我们知道他是保护我们的神。
And not only does God put his name behind us, he also protects us.
第三节里面也这样子讲到。
Verse 3 also says, 他使我的灵魂苏醒。He restores my soul.
那有一些人可能在想，这个羊怎么那么厉害有灵魂的？
So you might be wondering, what a special sheep this is, a sheep that has a soul to be restored.
是其实我们要看这一句整句是表示一个什么意思。
But let's look at the whole sentence, the context to see what it means.
灵魂对很多对他们来说是表示生命的最要紧的地方。
So, soul to people then is the essence of one's life.
可是这里是说到要使灵魂苏醒。
But here it says to restore one's soul.
那对那些牧羊人来说，他们就知道大卫是在讲什么。
So for a shepherd would understand what David is talking about.
因为对那个时候那些牧羊人来说，他们很知道对羊最危险的一个动作，就是当他们整个身体给反过来的时候。
Because a shepherd would know that one of the more dangerous things that a sheep could do was to be overturned, to be cast down.
那这一个照片，这是让你们看到一个羊在反过身来的时候是什么样子的。
And this picture shows what that would look like when a sheep is cast down.
他们的四只脚就在空中会踢来踢去。
Their four legs will be flailing in the air.
因为他们自己就会非常是紧张。
Because they would get really panicked.
因为他们发觉他们自己不可以自己反过身来。
Because they would not be able to turn themselves back.
那慢慢呢，他们在这个身体状况之下，他们里面的内脏有一些就会开始硬化，因为吸了太多空气进去。
And under the circumstances, and after a long time, so much gas would collect in their internal organs, the stomach would harden.
所以到最后他们就会发觉他们不可以呼吸。
And the air passages would be cut off and the sheep might suffocate.
那要是没有牧羊人去帮他们回转的话，他们就会死掉。
If there was no shepherd to turn them back on their feet, they would die.
可是当一个牧羊人去把那个羊转回来的时候，
But when a shepherd tried to turn the sheep over on its feet,
他不单只是转回来就这样子就可以的了。
He didn't just go do it in a swift motion.
他还要慢慢的去帮他们按摩。
He had to gently massage the sheep.
让他们的血液可以再流通。
To get the bird's blood circulation going again.
慢慢的安心过来。
To comfort them.
直到他们可以舒服一点，因为不然的话，他们就会很紧张，就定不下来。
And to calm their nerves.
直到他们可以这样子平静下来的时候，他们就可以慢慢的站起来，自己平衡起来。
So once they were more calm, then they would be more able to stand on their feet.
所以这个牧羊人是要一个很有爱心，而且也知道很知道什么时候要去把那个羊翻回来。
So the shepherd would need to be very loving, but also knowledgeable about when to help and how to help the sheep.
那这个羊为什么会无缘无故的突然之间自己这样子身就转过来变成那么危险呢？
So why, what would cause a sheep to get cast down, to get overturned?
通常有几个原因。
Usually there were a few reasons.
第一呢，就是那个羊找到一个很舒服的一块草地，它就侧着躺在里边，可是慢慢一躺一躺松弛起来，整个羊就转过身来了。
One reason would be the sheep would look for a very soft and comfortable spot on the grass, and so they would lie down there. But because it was so soft, it would gradually go from lying on its side to its back.
另外一个情况呢，就是当那个羊的毛长得太长了。
Another reason would be, another cause would be if the wool became too thick on the sheep.
就是好像我们有些时候躺在床上有一个很厚的被子包住我们的身体的样子。
Almost like when we're in bed, with a very comfortable comforter.
那可能开始的时候是侧着躺起来的，可是很快就会转过来，就变成我们图片上面这个样子了。
So maybe a sheep would start out lying on its back.But then, very quickly, it would roll on its back and become upside down like this in the picture.
其实你有没有觉得我们也像这个羊？
But do you feel that we may be like sheep as well?
当我们的生命，我们常常去寻找舒喜的生活，很舒服，我们要过的。
Oftentimes, we pursue a comfortable life.
那为着寻求这一个生活呢，我们就去到一些很舒服的一个地方。
So because of this pursuit of comfort, we do all the things in to achieve that goal.
那正如这个羊的羊毛太长，我们也在我们的身四周围累积了很多的东西。
Just like a sheep, maybe accumulating too thick a coat of wool, we might accumulate too many possessions.
到最后，这些东西就是压在我们的身上，使到我们就好像这个羊一样，转不过身了。
So these possessions will gradually weigh us down and hold us down.
我们就是常常注视着自己的需要。
So we often focus on our own desires.
而去慢慢寻求着一些需要，这令到我们到最后就反不过身来。
So as we continue to pursue those desires, we become cast down and overturned, and we can't help ourselves back.
可是这里说到神使我的灵魂苏醒。
But here God says He restores His soul, His soul.
我们需要神把我们转过身来。
We need God to turn us over, turn us back.
使到所以神除了保守我们的生命之外，他也在我们的灵魂里面来到工作。
So not only does God protect our lives, but He also is helping us in our souls.
我不知道我们这一年多常常自己一个人在家的时候，有没有去思考一些关于我们自己的灵魂的问题。
So I don't know if, you know, with all this time we spent at home, have we spent time?To consider our souls.
我跟有一些人谈过，他们都说这一年很苦闷的生活，令到他们去想多一些关于生命的意义是什么。
So many people have said that during this past year of boredom, they've actually thought more about life, the meaning of life.
就算不想生命的意义，很多人都会说到，在这一年这一个病情之中，他们看到生命的无常。
And if not thinking about the meaning of life, some people have thought about the changes, the unpredictability of life.
我们的生命突然之间就180度给改变了。
Within such a short period of time, our lives have turned 180 degrees.
我们习惯了这么多年的毛屎，一天之间就完全要去失去了。
The way that we've lived for so many years, so quickly we lost that.
更加有一些人失去了他们的生命。
And also many people lost their lives.
那你有没有想过到底什么才是最要紧的呢？
So have you thought about what is most important?
我们除了把我们的时间去赚钱，去帮助我们可以买多一些东西之外，我们之后还是在追求一些什么呢？
Besides trying to make more money so that we can buy more stuff, what else do we pursue in life?
你有没有想过这一年其实是神给我们一个灵云去苏醒的机会。
Have you ever considered this past year to be an opportunity that God gave us to restore our souls?
神一直在保护着我们。
God has been protecting us.
在这一个时候，让我们去思考一下，到底他怎么样把我们的灵云来苏醒。
And using this time to help us consider how to allow our souls to be restored.
那除了使我的灵云苏醒之外，第四节也这样子讲到。
In addition, verse 4 also says this. 我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
死荫的幽谷。
The valley of the shadow of death.
到底是一个怎么样的地方呢？
What kind of place is that?
那我们其实就是要看一看以色列里边的地形，我们才了解到这个死荫的幽谷是什么样的一个地方。
We can take a look at the landscape of Israel to understand better what a valley of the shadow of death looks like.
大卫在放羊的地方应该就是跟我们照片里面看到这一个干谷差不多。
Where David grazed his sheep probably looked something like this.
那这个干谷是一个什么样的地方呢？
They're called wadis, and what do they look like?
这个地方呢就是在四周围都是一些不可以去水的，好像一些石头啊，那些地方。
So wadis have sides that do not drain water well.
所以要是一下大雨的时候，那个水就积起来。
So when it rains, especially when it's heavy rain, water gets trapped.
很快的就从高处流去低处，变成一个爆洪。
So very quickly, the accumulated water would flow down and cause a flash flood.
那这个水一流下来，要是你是站在哪边的话，你一定就给这一个水冲走，这命就没有了。
As the water comes down, if someone is standing in the middle of the torrent, he would get washed away.
很多时候你看见哇，这个地方看起来很平静。
So if you look at the pictures, maybe it looks very peaceful.
可是在几分钟的时间，很快就可能水就冲来，就什么样都冲走了。
So but within minutes, you could have a violent torrent that washes everything away.
所以一个牧羊人是很需要知道这一个地方是什么样的一个地方去保护他的羊。
So a shepherd needs to have a very good understanding of wadis in order to protect his sheep.
第一，他是要知道怎么样去看天气，有没有大的雨水快要来到。
First, he would have to know how to check the weather, how to look, have a good forecast of the weather.
不然的话，他最低限度要知道，就是有哪些地方他可以躲起来，那个水不会把他们冲走。
Secondly, he would have to know the places to hide himself and his sheep so that they would not be washed away.
这一年就好像这一个水突然之间冲过来一样。
So this past year, it felt like a torrent washing down the wadis.
我们的生命突然之间。就给冲掉了。
Our old lives got washed out, washed away and changed.
当然，我们生命之中常常都有着一些事情，不同的事情可以发生，就像水一样，来把我们平常安稳的地方冲掉。
Of course, not only the pandemic, but there are many things in life that could have the same effect on us.
生病啦。
It could be sickness.
失去工作啦。
Losing a job.
可能车祸啦。
Maybe a car accident.
这些不同的事情都好可以好像这个水洪水一样来把我们冲掉。
Any of these things could have the same effect on us, washing our old, the life as we knew it away.
这些羊是需要牧羊人去带领他们。
So the sheep needed the shepherd to lead them.
这里讲到你的杖、你的竿。
Here it says your rod and your staff.
这一个就是神用来带领我们的东西。
These are things that God uses to lead us.
有些时候也是用来教导我们的。
And sometimes He uses them to discipline us.
那你有没有看到神在这一年怎么样在带领你，怎么在帮助你呢
？So do you see how God has led you in the past year？
我们也知道现在纽约市开始要准备重新开放了。
So we know that New York City is starting to open up。
那你有没有知道神在怎么样在带领我们去走前面的路
？So do you know how God is leading us to walk in that direction.
我们大家都有很多不同的压力，有很多新的事情要去面对，要去适应。
We all have a lot of pressures and different things that we need to become used to.
可是神是一步一步的带领我们。
But the way God leads us, He leads us step by step.
正如着一个牧羊人一样，把他们的羊从一个危险，他们挡不住的地方。神会把他们带走，带去一个安全的地方。
Just like how a shepherd would lead his sheep away from danger and to a safe location.
神不单只用他的名字来担保我们。
So not only does God guarantee with his name.
也不单只保护我们。
And not only does he protect us.
神也给了我们很丰盛的一生。
God has also given us an abundant, extravagant life.
这里大卫说到用一个筵席来讲到神的丰盛。
God uses, David uses a table, a banquet to describe God's abundance. 在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
那我们也可能在想，哪里有羊？在筵席里面吃东西的。
So we might think, what kind of sheep eat at a banquet?
不过，其实这里说到的是一个怎么样给羊去吃东西的一个地方。
But here again, it describes a place where sheep could graze and eat.
因为在诗篇第七十八章第十九节里面是这样子说。
Because in Psalm 78:19 it says this, 并且妄论神说，神在旷野岂能摆设宴席吗？ They spoke against God, saying, Can God spread a table in the wilderness?
那其实在这个，在对那些牧羊人来说，他们是要找一个平地给那些羊在吃的。
For a shepherd, as far as they're concerned, they needed to find a flat piece of land for the sheep.
对他们来说，那个找到你一块平地，就是那个可以摆设筵席的地方。
So that flat area would be where the table was spread.
可是不是什么任何一块平的地方，羊都可以吃的。
But it couldn't be just any flat piece of land.
那个牧羊人要知道。在哪些那个地方没有一些有毒的杂草在那边
？The shepherd also had to make sure that there were no poisonous weeds on growing in the flat land.
也没有一些很凶的动物，老虎啊，那些什么，总是要去把那些羊抓起来吃掉。
And also there were no predators to prey on the sheep.
也要让他们知道，要是他们需要走的话，有什么逃走的路。
And also, if they had to escape, that there was an easy route of escape.
可是也不可以太容易逃走，因为他们那个牧羊人到最后还是要把那些羊聚在一起，慢慢的带走。
But it also couldn't be too easy a route, otherwise the sheep would just run away, it would be hard for the shepherd to gather them again.
所以这一个摆设筵席是非常之需要有准备的功夫的。
So to spread a table like this, it required a lot of preparation.
因为这个也是一个保护我们的一个方法。
Because that is also one way of protecting us.
可是不单只给神给我们这个筵席，他还是在什么地方给我们这个筵席啊？
Not only was there a table, where was this table?
在我们的敌人面前。
This table was set in the presence of our enemies.
你有没有看到这是一个多么大胆的一个行动？
Do you see how bold this act, this step is?
我不知道你们喜不喜欢看篮球。
I don't know if you guys watch basketball.
那前一阵子我看了一个关于那个 Michael Jordan 他的一个纪录片。
Recently there was a documentary on Michael Jordan called The Last Dance.
他是常常的就是在他的敌人面前去很勇敢的去做他要做的事。
And very often he would do some really brave moves in front of his opponents.
直到他的球队得到胜利。
So that his team would win.
好像有一次他射罚球的时候，他就闭上眼睛的去射。
For example, one time when he was shooting a foul, he did it with his eyes closed.
那这里给我们看到，神为什么把我们在敌人面前去摆这个筵席呢？
So,That maybe tells us, explains why God spreads the table in front of our enemies.
神就是让我们知道，我们不用害怕。
So God, because God wants us to know, we have no need for fear.
这些敌人是没有办法伤害你的。
The enemies can do us no harm.
也在跟那些敌人说，我在保护着他，你们怎么样也伤害不了他。
And he's also declaring to our enemies, I am protecting him. You guys have no hold on him.
我认识一个弟兄，他在信主之前，他是吸毒很有毒瘾的一个人。
I know a brother, before he became a Christian, he was addicted to drugs.
可是他信主之后，他现在就是在去那些吸毒者之中来到服侍他们。
But after he became a Christian, he started to minister to people who have perhaps drug addictions.
我就想，你这样子去，没有困难吗？
So it makes me wonder, when you do that, doesn't that cause a problem for yourself?
他就说，没有，因为神与我在一起。
He says, no, because God is with me.
对那些毒品，以前对我可以控制我的那些毒品，现在对我已经一点用处都没有。
The drugs that used to control him in the past do nothing to him now.
一点力量都没有。
They've lost their power.
神就是让他站在敌人面前。
God has him standing in the presence of his enemies.
让他去跟他要服侍的人宣告神给了他多么丰盛的一个筵席。
So in front of the people that he ministers to, he can declare the abundance of God's table.
你有没有看到神在你生命也是这样子的同样的工作？
Do you see the same kind of work in your life from God?
对这个弟兄来说，他为什么可以去服侍那些吸毒的人，而对他没有影响呢？
So how can this brother minister to people who have the same addictions that he used to have.
因为他认识到神对他的爱那个力量远比那些毒品对他的吸引力大。
Because the power of God's love for him is way greater than the power of the drugs that used to get him addicted.
他感受到神是对他是多么的重要，多么的亲近。
He experienced how important God is and how close God is.
我们有没有同样的一个感受？
Do we feel the same? Do we experience the same thing?
知道我们的生命之中，神跟我们是多么的亲近？
Do we know that God is that close to us in our lives?
神对我们是多么的重要？
how important God is to us.
所以我们不用害怕，可以勇敢地站在一些试探面前。
So we don't have to fear. We can courageously stand before temptations.
因为这些试探对我们已经没有力量了。
Because these temptations no longer have a hold on us.
我们的神就是一个这样子的神。
That's the kind of God we have.
这一段经文继续说到你用油膏了我的头。
And this passage continues to say, You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. 你用油膏膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
这个膏这一个词
，The word anointing，
其实在旧约里出现了很多次
，appears 12 times, many times in the Old Testament。
通常这一个字的翻译都是说丰裕、更新的意思。
Usually the word is translated as renewal.
那这里为什么说是膏呢？
But why does it say anoint here?
因为这里说到油。
Because here uses the word oil.
其实在那个时候，那些牧羊人为什么也要放油在那个羊身上呢？
And why do shepherds put oil on sheep?
那些油是用来把有些在羊身上的那些寄生虫，也许是苍蝇，把它们赶走的。
So the oil was used to repel some of the parasites or maybe flies off the sheep.
因为不然的话，要是这些苍蝇啊、寄生虫老是在那个羊的头上的话呢，那个羊就会把它的头撞去地上，伤害了自己。
If the otherwise the parasites, if the parasites were allowed to, and insects were allowed to continue to pester the sheep would bang their heads.
那这个油的味道呢，也是可以把那些蛇来驱走的。
And the scent of the oil also repels snakes.
可是很多时候你知不知道，正如那些羊一样，我们自己保护不了自己的。
But do you realize that just like the sheep, many times we cannot protect ourselves?
是神来保护我们的。
God is there to protect us.
很多时候我们就是好像那些羊，他们其实也不喜欢那些油扎在他们的头上。
And perhaps like the sheep, they don't like to have the oil on them, on their wool.
那我们也觉得神，你为什么要放我在现在这个情况之下？
And we may complain to God sometimes, why do you put me in this situation?
可是神就是要保护我们。
But God wants to protect us.
我们现在需要神保护我们在世菌之中不要生病啊。
So we now need God to protect us from getting sick.
可是我们现在更加知道，看新闻都知道，对华人有很多不利的行为。
But we also read in the news, there are many violent acts against Asians in this country.
我们自己无论怎么样去安排，都不一定保护得了自己。
Regardless of our preparations and plans, we may not always be able to protect ourselves.
可是我们的神是保护我们的神。
But our God is a God who protects us.
那跟着到第六节，他是这样子说。
And now we look at verse 6. 我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。My cup overflows.Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
这里讲到福杯满溢。
Here it says, my cup overflows.
讲到一生一世，讲到永远。
It talks about all the days of my life.
有没有看到，这里讲到的都是神给我们的有多么的丰盛。
Do you see how...It just describes the abundance that God's given us.
那我们大家有没有想过，什么叫做恩惠慈爱随着我呢？
So what does it mean when it says goodness and mercy shall follow me?
我们想的是什么样的一个图画？
What kind of picture do we have in our heads?
是不是好像这一个图画一样，我们有恩惠跟慈爱，这好像一个 Amazon 的那一个运货车那样跟着我们。
Is it like this picture where a truck, Amazon truckload of goodness and mercy following us?
我想要什么，就去那个货车里面就可以拿到了。
Whatever I want, I just reach into the truck and I get it.
可是这里其实不是这样子的解释的。
But actually, that's not what it means.
这里是说神的恩惠慈爱在追着我们。
In fact, it says God's goodness and mercy pursue us.
他是追着我们，就是有些时候我们不一定想要，他都在跟着我们。
By them pursuing us, that means sometimes even we may not, even when we don't want them.They still follow us.
为什么呢？因为神知道我们需要的是什么。
And why is that? It's because God knows what we need.
我们需要的不是富贵，不是财物。
What we need are not wealth or prosperity.
所以不是这样子的一个货车里面充满了不同我们想要的东西来追着我们。
It's not like an Amazon truck filled with all the stuff that we want.
我们需要的是恩惠和慈爱。
What we need are goodness and mercy.
神的恩惠跟慈爱常常的跟着我们。
God's goodness and mercy pursue us, follow us all the days of our lives.
使到我们可以更加认识他，更加亲近他。
So that we can know him better, so that we can become closer to him.
大家不知道认不认识一个作家叫做彭厄利。
I don't know if you're familiar with a writer. Her name was Corey Ten Boom.
她写了一本书叫做《密室》。
She wrote a book called A Hiding Place.
是讲到第二次世界大战的时候，她的家怎么样去帮助一些犹太人去躲起来。
The book describes how during the Second World War, her family helped.Hide many Jews in their home.
可是很不幸运的是，她后来给抓了去坐牢。
Unfortunately, later she was put in prison for that.
那她的妹妹也跟她一起坐牢，在监狱之中就死掉了。
Her sister also was sent to prison and died there.
那后来她给放了出来。
So later, Corey was released.
他就是去不同的教会去讲神的话语。
And then she traveled around the world to share God's word.
因为他知道在这一个时候，很多人都需要神对他们的饶恕这一个信息。
Because she understood that at that time, many people needed to hear God's forgiveness.
有一次他在德国讲道的时候，
One time she was speaking in Germany.
她就认识里面听众之间有一个就是她在那个监狱里面的一个士兵。
She recognized among the audience one soldier or guard from the time when she was in prison.
当她讲完之后，那个士兵跑出来跟她说话。
After she was finished with her speech, the soldier came up to her.
他就说我不知道你记不记得我是那个时候你在坐牢的时候我是哪一个士兵。
He said to her, I don't know if you remember me, but I was a soldier at the camp where you were imprisoned.
我现在做了一个基督徒。
I have become a Christian.
我知道我做了很多很残忍的事情。
I know I committed a lot of very cruel deeds.
我知道神饶恕了我。
I also know that God has forgiven me.
可是我也希望一些我是受害者也愿意饶恕我。
But I would like my victims of my acts to also forgive me.
这个姊妹那个时候就想，我记得这一个人，他是非常之残酷的。
And this sister Corey, she remembered this guard. She remembered how cruel he was.
可是他也记得圣经上面的一句话。
But she also remembered a verse from the Bible.
这是马可福音第十一章第二十六节。
It's Mark chapter 11 verse 26. 你们若不饶恕人， 你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们的过犯。But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses.
他就站在里边，他感觉到自己的心思很冷。
So she stood there in front of the guard and she felt her heart felt cold.
她是在挣扎。
She was struggling.
她知道，对她来说，饶恕不单只是一个感觉上面的事情。
She knew that forgiveness is more than a feeling.
是一个要立志去行的一个动作。
It's something that you will to do. It's an act of will.
在心里就说主耶稣求你帮助我
So she prayed in her heart Jesus please help me
她就说主啊帮助我让我的手可以拿起来
Please help me to lift my hand
去握她的手
To shake this man's hand
她一步一步就好像一个机械人一样慢慢地把她的手伸出去
SoGradually, mechanically, almost like a robot, she reached out her hand.
可是对她来说，当她一触摸到那个人的手的时候，一个不可思议的事情就发生了。
But as soon as her hand touched the man's hand, something incredible happened.
好像一个电流从她的手臂一直就通到去那个人的手上。
It was as if an electric current, went from her arm all the way to the man's hand.
她感觉很冷的心突然之间就暖和起来了。
The heart that felt cold at first was warmed.
她就开始慢慢地说弟兄我饶恕你。
So she says slowly, brother, I forgive you.
她还跟着说我是衷心地饶恕你。
With all my heart, I forgive you.
站在那边，他们彼此就一起饶恕，但彼此一起就是握着手。
So standing there with their holding hands.
他就说：“我一生之中从来没有感觉到神的爱是这么样的强烈的。”
She said, "I had never before experienced such intense love.Intensity of God's love.
这个就是神的恩惠和慈爱。
This is God's goodness and mercy.
对他来说，神，你为什么要把我放在这一个地方？
To her, to Corey, she could have felt, why'd you put me in this situation?
一个舒服的生命，就是我不要去面对这一个困难的行动。
A comfortable, good life would mean I don't have to face this uncomfortable situation.
可是神的恩惠慈爱。随着我就是一直在追随着我们。
And yet God's goodness and mercy pursued her and pursue us.
因为这样子他才可以更加感受到神的伟大神的爱是多么的真实的。
Because only through this could she experience the greatness, the vastness and the realness of God's love.
这就是我们的神。
And that is our God.
我们再看一看第一、第二节。
So let's now go back to verses 1 and 2. 耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边。The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.He leads me beside still waters.
英文很多时候翻的是无求。
So in English, often this verse is translated as a lack of want, lack of need.
可是其实不是无求，是无缺。
It's not a lack of desire, but it's a lack of need.
对我们的生命来说神一直都在跟我们一起。
So for our life, if we look at our lives, God is always with us.
我们是无缺的。
We lack nothing.
我们应该看到的，这是一幅很满足的一个图画。
We can see that it's a picture of contentment.
不是一个事事如意 如意的一个讨话图画。
It's not necessarily a picture where everything goes well.
我们可以看到神怎么样保护我们，使到我们不会进入一个死人的幽谷。
We can see how God protects us from entering, from going into the valley of the shadow of death.
我们可以看到神的恩惠慈爱。
We can see God's goodness and mercy.
我们看到在这一个时刻，我们是一个非常之软弱的一个时间。
We can see even, during times of our weakness.
我们看到我们不止身体上面软弱。
Not only physically.
我们的感情绪上面也软弱。
Our emotions, are also weak.
我们属灵生命之中也因为这么久的一个病情，我们也可能很软弱。
We can also be spiritually weak.
我们可能觉得这是一个很辛苦、很痛苦的时候。
We may feel that it's a very difficult and a painful time.
就算前面好像会开放了，我们也是对这一个很不可以肯定的一个时候。
Even though things are gradually opening up, we may still feel uncertain.
可是我们知道的是什么呢？
But what do we know for sure?
这是耶和华。是我的牧者。
We can know for sure, the Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not want.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们的主，我们的神啊。
Our Lord, our God.
我们感谢你是我们的牧者。
We thank you for you are our shepherd.
我们看到我们真的好像那些羊一样，非常之很多不足的地方。
So we see that we are just like the sheep with so many shortcomings.
需要你的保护，需要你的带领。
We need your protection and we need your guidance.
让我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
So we humbly come before you.
当我们有不安的时候，也求你来帮助我们，使到我们可以得到安慰。
So when we feel anxious, we come to you and ask for you to comfort us.
带领我们前面的路。
Lead us forward.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.